AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Clearly a very, very fast-moving news day, and you're on that cycle. You're on that 365, 24/7 news cycle. So anyway, a lot of things going on, like I've said before. I just can't believe all the different things that are happening all at once. Now, I wonder what that's all about. Well, let's see. You've got the Parkland situation. You've got the sheriff situation. You've got the President Trump situation. Everybody seems to be wanting to look into what's going on in Parkland. Now, let's put some things very much into perspective. Now, I was harangued by a certain individual. I was confronted, kind of interesting, in a parking lot after I gave a presentation saying such scurrilous things that I didn't know what I was talking about in terms of the Parkland shooting. Now, it's kind of interesting. I had just a wonderful thing that had happened just moments before, and then all of a sudden this conversation, Agenda 21 Radio, and you're this and that, and you don't know what you're talking about, and all this stuff. And I said, really? I said, I don't know what I'm talking about, huh? And so it was to this, I said to myself, boy, they've really got the creeps out. I mean, really, they've got the creeps out. I mean, we're talking about the people who like to sponsor shootings like such as Parkland. You know, that's why I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is all unraveling. The onion is coming apart on the Parkland shooting. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Is this a deep state operation? You betcha. We called it out. The day that the very next morning I was on the radio show, and I remember I had contacted people in Parkland, in Broward County there by Parkland High School, in Parkland, of course, Douglas High School is. You know, this is our way of doing due diligence before we come on the air and speak to you about what happened. And some of the salient points about my conversation with you at the time, I said at the time that the sheriffs had stood down, that you also had some of your security officers who stood down. And, of course, we were reporting that there were three contracted sheriffs from the Broward County Sheriff's there. In fact, they contracted with them. And I kind of went into an explanation, you may recall, about how you contract with people. Now, the reason why I'm saying this and bringing this up because of the scumbag, the low-life scumbag who was confronting me in the parking lot after a particular presentation I had made on the weekend. He was questioning as to use the words from Dianne Feinstein, who, by the way, is in major league trouble. She's not getting any support from California. But that's another little story. My bona fides relative to what I know about school safety. And those of you that know, I've been talking about this for a long time. I was a school safety and still consider to be a school safety expert because that's what I did for a long time, setting up all kinds of drills and so on. That's why when we talk about active shooter, I kind of know what I'm talking about. And other things, you know, how to defend yourself so that people don't kill you. Anyway, so I've done numerous of these drills and everything else. I know it goes, now I'm not saying that Parkland was a drill, no, but it was a part of a planned plot to do something. There's no question about it. And to get the Broward County sheriffs to stand down, that's not really a big trick when you consider what is going on. So my point was, is at the time when I was coming out with my analysis of what happened at Douglas High School, I was absolutely 110% spot on. That's because not only did we do our due diligence and do research and call people in that area the morning before I went on the air, but I also talked to one of the King Kongs of school safety experts, who's somewhat of a partner of mine in many ways. And he informed me about what was really going on, which is what I guessed to begin with. Why? Because of my own experience, many hundreds of hours of days and so on, in these same kind of situations when you're concerned about school safety and what goes on after school and that sort of thing. So what happened was that we soon found that something was really, really stinky in the sheriff's department. And then we found out that, of course, the sheriff there, his name is Israel, Scott Israel, is really a low-life scumbag, to say the least. And now we're finding out that the low-life scumbag has a low-life sheriff's department scumbags group of them. And, of course, it's exactly as I said it was. These guys stood down. And now we're finding out they stood down. Over the weekend, we're finding out they stood down. And now, all of a sudden, people are clamoring for the resignation of Scott Israel. And by the way, I'm one of them. Of course, I have been. And that's because he's a low-life scumbag who likes to have kids killed. He's a killer. He's a stone-cold killer, and he needs to be thrown in jail himself. I would just love the perp walk on this guy. But listen, it's not just him. You have to start also, when you have a thing like this happen, this thing that happened, the shooting that happened, as I said in my analysis, was a military-style precision operation. Now, people were freaking out. That's the one thing this guy was really, really exceptional on Saturday night is when it was. When he was confronting me, and I said, well, it seems like you know a lot about this. What do you want to say? I said, well, you just don't know. No, I was being confronted by a, quote, troll. And it was kind of interesting to listen to him because he was being reflective. And I was listening. See, I was an active participant in this. I was listening to him. Because as I'm sizing him up, it's kind of like there's this little computer screen in front of my face between him and I. And I'm sitting there, okay, well, let's check this off the list. He's confrontational. Number two, he's ignorant. Number three, he's clearly trolling here. And it looks like he's fishing for something. But, you know, what is this bottom line? And the bottom line is that it didn't happen. It was a deranged kid, mentally ill, with all these psychotropic medications in him and so on. I said, really, that's a great assessment. And I don't know what I'm talking about, and I need to stop lying. Okay, so now we've gone on, and it's a week and a half later. And, of course, my comments stand up 110% as to what was going on. You know, from the lack of deployment of these people in a school of that size to all of a sudden now we're figuring out very carefully that there's other things involved. And even the Attorney General of Florida, Pam Biondi, has now started to come around to our way of thinking. It's like she's talked to me. Now, she hasn't talked to me. She hasn't talked. And the other officials have not talked to me, but I bet they have their listening caps on right now. I don't know why that is. Now, do you? Just all you need to do is just check it out. There's going to be now a detailed investigation. My God. The governor has said, oh, we're going to investigate the sheriff. Oh, no. Really? And Scott Israel said, oh, I didn't do it. No, I didn't do it. There's nothing wrong with what I did. What's wrong with all you fools out there? What's wrong with you fools? Isn't that interesting? What's wrong with us fools? He says he's a great. He's done nothing. He's fantastic. He's a fantastic. Of course, you know, you got to remember the connection here to this guy, right? Major, major league Hillary Clinton supporter. Oh, no. And Barack Hussein Obama supporter. Oh, yes. And then to top it, the district that Parkland's in, of course, is Debbie Wasserman Schultz district. Yes, the same one who's under investigation by the D.C. police and the FBI and everybody else. The real good FBI, by the way, for all of her corruption. Oh, that Debbie Wasserman. That's right, that Debbie Wasserman. Don't you love it when a plan comes together, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, really, truly, don't you love it when a plan starts to come together about these folks? When we come back from the break, we're going to have a little bit more analysis of what's going on so that you are totally versed in what's happening, because you aren't going to get the news and information any longer about alternative from alternative sources. And that's because Google and all these other folks are shutting it all down. There's no more information coming out about Parkland, even on YouTube. Oh, no. The mainstream media owns YouTube now. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Time for a fresh cup of brew. Boy, is it ever time. Traveling over the weekend, received very, very well in Orange County for New California. Exceptionally well, I might add. And excitement is building all over the state of California. We're going to be doing more town halls. Town hall coming up in Marysville, California this weekend. March 3rd? Yeah, March 3rd. Wow. We're marching on. Doors are going to open at 9, probably go about 2 or 3 hours maybe at the max. And we're going to be talking about New California. NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Okay, so anyway, we're going to get into the Parkland thing right now because the deranged people that are in the Sheriff's Department of Parkland, and everybody's calling for the resignation now of Scott Israel, the purported sheriff. And, of course, that's exactly what should be happening to Scott Israel. He needs to not only that, he needs to be charged for murder. That's my opinion. Now, I'm just calling that out because I'm angry. Now, whether or not that's going to actually happen, I don't know. But there will be an investigations. Now, I just say this because I'm looking at Fox News. Now, I've got Drudge up. And, of course, I've been monitoring this thing all weekend. But Fox News says it pretty succinctly, actually, in this one article. America's news headquarters. Could Florida officers face charges after Parkland shooting? And see, this is where I'm going with this. Listen, I just pulled this up and I'm sitting here. Well, we're all thinking. It's groupthink, of course. Could the officers face charges? And the answer, in my opinion, is absolutely. And the sheriff in particular. The sheriff, I think, is going to face even graver problems. Now, I don't know this for sure. I'm not in Jeff Sessions' melon. But, and I'm not even in, I don't even purport to think about I'm in the melon of the president. But I think that I might be in the melon of a few people of state stature in Florida. Now, I'm talking about Miss Biondi and, of course, the governor, Scott. Because this is the way this is going to happen. These guys are so smug, they thought they could pull it off. I mean, you got to look at the track record of President Barack Hussein Obama, right? Because they're part of his ilk. They're part of the deep state, right? Look at the record of President Barack Hussein Obama. In his term, we counted, by our count, 114 mass murders under President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, that's 3 or more people killed per incident. Mass murders, they're called. By Mother Jones, a left-wing organization. That's their definition. I use that one. And most of the research came from them. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? So I went back and said, oh, my goodness. How many did Ronald Reagan have? Only 7 during his 8 years. And Hussein had how many? He had 114 during his reign of terror. And then, you know, Bill Clinton was like 2nd. He had 23 in 8 years. Now, George Bush, the senior, had 15 in 4 years. Now, I don't know about you. If it doubled that, well, he would have been the winner. George Bush, the senior. Now, we got to put these things in perspective, right? George Bush, the younger, he had 15 in 8 years. So he kind of, you know, the ranking, in my opinion, based upon years and so on, you kind of get a percentage of this. What happens is that it's Ronald Reagan is the champion. He only had 7 in his time. George Bush, the younger, had, 15 in 8 years. And then we go right up to George Bush, the senior, who had 15. Well, no, maybe, actually, if you look at it, if you double it, he would have 30 in 8, but he didn't. He had 15 in 4. But then you start looking at the math with, of course, the other one, and that is Bill Clinton. He had 23. So Bill Clinton actually comes in ranking 3rd. George Bush, the senior, 2. And, of course, President Barack Hussein Obama at number 1 with 114 mass murders. Now, you see, these people that are part of the deep state and realize, oh, we got to have gun control. We have to control our population. We have to in order to do that, we have to kill people. Because guns kill people after all, right? People don't kill people. It's the gun that does it. I got to tell you, though, my trusty AR is sitting right over here next to me. It's in close proximity. And the last time, it hasn't killed anybody. It really hasn't. It could. But it just hasn't. Of course, it has to have an operator behind it, right? So my AR hasn't done any murdering that I know of. It didn't get up and walk around. I heard a story somebody was talking about. I was doing a lot of traveling this week, so I'm listening to a lot of stuff. So, and by the way, where is the alternative media these days? They're just no more. We are all gone, except if you're listening to us on Red State Talk Radio and some of the radio stations that pick us up. Of course, I don't know how many dozens we have out there. But then the apps and all that other good stuff, you're listening to us. That's great. It's really kind of hard for Google to shut us down. But, however, I do want to take note that this Parkland investigation has taken another sour little turn. Excuse me. I have to have a cup of bro because, you know, I'm about to spew out the truth, of course. Oh, my God, that is delicious. Okay, so here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. People have been complaining, especially some of my other fellow radio hosts, that when they were doing their radio broadcasts and they were using either Facebook or they were using YouTube, they were shut down. Just in the middle of broadcast. Now, of course, what they were talking about was clearly something to really upset the CIA. So the CIA, working very close with their buddies at Google and YouTube, I bet you didn't know that. I bet you didn't know that the CIA has complete control of Google. Revelation? No. Shouldn't be. So it shouldn't be too much. You know, if that's the case, it shouldn't be too much for you to understand what I'm about to tell you. So anyway, we're starting to see the trend because, you know, you go along with the trends. And so the trend is that mainstream media is starting to take over YouTube. Yeah. They said, our audience isn't listening to us. We'll just go where the audience is and force it upon them. We'll foist our thoughts upon them. Of course, they're all lies, as we know the mainstream media. Lies. And we first started noticing that alternative media sources for, and especially the people that were putting out, the Parkland folks, the kids that were putting out YouTube information, it was all telling us that there's something really stinky in Parkland. At the high school there. It was really, really some stinky stuff. So what happened is we started to do a little bit more deeper investigation. We started finding out that, oh my goodness, all this alternative information is disappearing from the web, from YouTube. It was just all the hard work that these kids did to put this stuff up on YouTube is disappearing. And then by now this weekend, guess what? It's all gone. You fools. All the stuff that's on YouTube that's came out that was fresh information from the kids and from the sources, which said that there's something really stinky, it's all gone now. It's all being taken down. And if you go to YouTube and you type in Parkland, guess what? You find ABC, CBS, NBC all over the place. And nothing of original content. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's called a clue. In other words, all the original content, all the alternative media sources that you would expect that would come from this kind of thing have disappeared from YouTube. So they are struggling. As one person told me on Saturday night, boy, are they desperate. They're taking everything off YouTube about Parkland. I said, well, that's a sign of desperation. It's a sign of desperation when you're that desperate to shut down these things so that the media is only projecting one thought. Oh, it's the gun. It's the AR-15 that did all the killing. And forget about all those conspiracy theories out there. It kind of cracks me up. The guy was accusing me the other night of being a conspiracy theorist. I said, absolutely. I said to him, I point blank said to him, I want you to tell me one conspiracy theory that I put out there that wasn't wrong. That was the end of the conversation because he stood there with his mouth wide open. I drove away. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, Liberty Tour, yes, and we have a town hall coming up March 3rd in Marysville. That's this weekend. You can go to the website and click on Liberty Tour and see it right there. And the tickets are free. It's wide open. All about New California. We'll be right back.
A will. well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so Parkland, and they're in a heap of trouble out there in Parkland. And it's going to get worse for them. There's going to be a deeper investigation, and the onion is going to come unravel. Now, a few more details, because I want to switch into gears about what's going on in California with ICE agents and stuff like that, and about the capitulation of the California governor and everybody else on the left, that they don't want to be part of the United States of America. So this is kind of interesting. This brings up the question of West Virginia. So I'm going to get into that discussion here so that you know what is going to happen in the next few weeks. Okay, now, let's have the discussion about what is next up for Parkland in that. There's going to be a deeper investigation. And in this investigation, it's going to reveal a whole complex network, a network by which there has been all these mass murders that it was ordered from the top of the former administration and also from the deeper portion of the states, all designed to stop guns and killing people. Now, the discussion is spewed out from, of course, the Parkland situation. And everybody, as I said, is sort of in a position of coming out clamoring against guns, which is so wrong-sided, and what to do about, you know, hardening our soft targets. And that's the point I'm going to make right now, hardening the soft targets, which I'm really, really appreciative of. I was absolutely elated the other day when I heard President Donald Trump spouting out many of the things that I've been professing now for, what, 18 years on the radio about soft targets in schools and all that good stuff. And when I tried when I was a school administrator, I did my darndest to, of course, run active shooter training drills so that this sort of thing wouldn't happen. And I also made sure that those that had CCWs on my campus were known to me so that we could protect kids collectively. That was just part of the routine. And
it's brew time.
Oh, boy. Did I miss my own brew over the weekend? Other people in the restaurant, you know, they just don't make it like I do. Just, I don't know. Anyway, so keeping the kids safe was always and should always be paramount in everybody's mind. Yet we don't keep them safe. We have this crazy logic that, oh, kids don't matter. They're just kids. They go off to school. And that kids should be okay. School's always safe, yes. And, of course, it's not, because you have stone-cold killers, radical Islamic terrorists in particular, which all this is going to be related back to stuff like that, who want to kill Americans. And they want to have the primest targets. They're all cowards, of course. They're all cowards, as all terrorists are. They're all cowards, and they want to kill where it's going to hurt you the most, and that's the kids. That's really the extent of this. So they want to if they terrorize children, then that's good. So killing kids is absolutely appropriate in their minds. Now, see, I have obviously in America, in the United States of America, solid Americans think that that's cowardice and should not be happening. But, you know, yet we have not protected our kids. And to these school officials, I haven't been a formal one, and these teachers and the mentality, oh, we can't have guns on campus. Shame on you. You're part of the problem. You're the murderers as well. You're just teaming up with the terrorists when you have that mentality. You're part of the terrorist team. So, you know, we should be outing these school officials, administrators, board members, teachers who have this logic that not protecting our kids is okay. Just let the terrorists come in and kill them. I had a discussion. This is going to really tick you off. Somebody that I know very well, actually, sort of a self-loathing person, which is very liberal, very, very liberal self-loathing, very. And they said that it was okay. They're a professional. They're not in the system now as an educator. They were. And they said it was okay, just so they didn't have guns on campus, that even she should be killed. Hello? Okay. All right. We were having that discussion because this is a year ago. And I said, really? Oh, I don't care. They can rape me and kill me. That was what the term was. I said, right in front of your kids, and as they kill your kids, they can rape you. I mean, I drew this ugly thing. Yes, but we don't need guns on campus. I said, you know, it does take another gun to stop a gun. It shouldn't be on campus. Okay, that's the sick logic of some of these demented people. They are enabling these people to be on campus to kill kids. And they are part of the problem. They need to be out. They do not have the safety concerns of kids first, which, by the way, every administrator, school personnel should have. The safety of the kids comes first. And so when we open up our schools and we put up those gun-free zone signs, all we're doing is telling the radical Islamic terrorists and other terror groups to kill our kids. It's okay. So let's take those signs down. Number one, President can order that now because almost all those signs are related somehow to a federal grant for school safety. So he can take those down today. Today, it's done. Now, my suggestion also is that teachers, administrators, and board members that are in the anti-gun, pro-keep-up-the-signs business need to go now. We get rid of them. Just fire them. Go. Goodbye. Because they are enabling the terrorists. That's a fact.
Next thing we need to do is make sure that every state in this union has the capability to provide for teachers, one, active school training, period. Active school training. That should be in the form of a grant coming from the White House. Grants to supply this. Grants also for training and supplying specific portions of law enforcement to be present on campus all the time. Now, of course, the problem that Scott Israel in Parkland has, and I'm going to put this to you, is that his people cowered, and they knew something was going down. Absolutely, they knew something was going down. And, of course, that's the thing that Fox News, I'm going to try and get into in the next block. Fox News is saying, should they be arrested? Absolutely they should be arrested. These guys should be arrested and charged with murder, including the sheriff, Scott Israel. He should be arrested and murder charges brought up. He's part of the problem. Was there another plan telling these people to stand down? Well, they obviously had a clue something was going on. You see, that's the thing that's so despicable. I know how information and internal information works and intelligence works in the schools. Obviously, all these guys had some knowledge that something was going on in that school or about to happen. That's why they stood down and were not present 20 minutes before school ended. Now, there's a problem with that. I know that's a problem because that's the time in which school people, security people, post up. They go to their post positions they're supposed to go to prearranged before the school day ends so you can catch the squirters. I call them squirters, guys who want to ditch, of course, get out. I'm going to get out of school early. I'm gone. And the other ones, I'm going to come and kill kids. Yes, I am. Those guys, you protect against that kind of crap. Because why? Because they're all out. They're all visible. See, there's several times, it's the worst time, in which I always was really scared about something like this happening. School lunch at a high school, because you have several thousand kids all in one place at one time, and after school, when school gets out, because they're all getting out at one time. See, that's the most apt time. Yet, these guys stood down. So that's just a portion of it. There's a lot more to go along with this. I think the president can go a long ways just simply by doing a few things like right now. And then we can get into other procedural aspects about how we should have all teachers armed that want to be armed. They should be able to legally carry. But, you know, in California, California, where they decided that they did not want to arm teachers and they passed laws just recently, just went into effect at the beginning of 2017. Thanks to Jerry Brown. No guns on campus for teachers after 150-year history. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, in which we're going to be talking about newcaliforniastate.com in, well, in the website and, of course, the topic of New California here in about 15 minutes. Okay, so, well, anyway, we've got the top of the hour coming up. You know, you got all that stuff going on. Okay, so the big question, and we're talking about Parkland and all this other stuff, the left is going apoplectic because they know they're being found out. And this is all a good thing. We have to have the left found out on all these issues, especially on the issues of what is going on relative to these school shootings and the mass murders and stuff. We're going to put an end to the mass murder business that was started by President Barack Hussein Obama and his ilk. And, of course, the evidence is very strongly in. Now, listen, people, you know, like I was confronted on Saturday night, by a wayward moron, as we'll call him. He has his opinion, I appreciate it, but it was moronic. See, that's why I call him a moron. And, of course, I left him speechless. Tell me when I was wrong on any of my conspiracies. And, of course, we're not wrong. That's because we have knowledge and information before we go out in the air. But, you know, my fellow brethren of our ilk is being shut down like crazy on YouTube. And if you go to YouTube and you type in Parkland and Douglas High School and shooting, all you get is ABC, NBC, and CBS, YouTubes. That's it. CNN, and PBS, of course, they're weighing in. Because they are the news, right? So now news is being dominated on YouTube and the alternative media sites by, you got it, mainstream media. CIA operation du jour. And bad FBI. Oh, yeah, they figured, well, we're going to control the stream on this one. But you see, that's why I'm saying they're in a panic now. They're in a major panic now on the left because the Mueller thing's not going so well and other things. But now, they got caught killing kids. They got caught killing kids. Now, all of you other complicit educators who think that it's just okay to have a soft target, like I was talking about before, you need to go to. You just need to get out of the system. And really, these brave teachers, these brave school people, from custodians to clerical to administrators, who are willing to put their bodies in front of bullets, they're the ones we want teaching our kids. We want to put a stop to the mass murders of children. I'm tired of having to report it. I really am. I'll offer my services to any school district in the state, or in the nation, for that matter, to come out and train their staff in active shooter training. I'm more than happy to do that. Just pay the airfare, I'm there. make a day of it. We'll make a week of it. Whatever you need, we'll make something of it. And that is a fact. You can go to, well, email me, paul@a21r.com. A21r.com. More than happy to do that. I mean, I'm one of those kind of guys. Okay, so we have another situation, though, that I'm looking at. This is coming from Fox News. Now, this is not coming from Paul Preston. And I don't have anything to do with Fox News. I was interviewed by them one time, but I'm just telling you, they've not talked to me. I don't know anything about that, but, you know, I've been calling for this sort of thing. You heard me actively say this, that today, in my opinion, ultimately, this sheriff is going to go down with charges, as the other sheriffs and other people who stood down deliberately should. Because I believe, and I guess I'll qualify it, if they had a foreknowledge that something was going to go down and they did nothing, and I suspect very, very strongly, this is a little bit qualified. I'll be, you know, a little bit more, less blunt about it. If, in fact, they did have this knowledge, which I believe will prove me correct, that something was going to go down and they hid because they didn't want to die, that's murder. That's murder, baby. That is murder. So now the question comes up from Fox News, America's news headquarters, they say. And they are asking the question, could Florida officers face charges after Parkland? And it says here, the Broward County Sheriff's Office is investigating claims deputies stayed outside during a school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Defense attorneys weigh in on America's news headquarters. And we're going to listen to this little clip when it comes up. And my, you know, I'm going to say yes. I don't know what they're going to say because I have not seen this or heard this. I just got this just a little while ago, just before the last block, anyway, before the bottom of the hour. So now I'm going to look at it with you. We're all going to share it together. We're all going to see what's going to happen with these guys and see what they're saying anyway.
Let's bring in our legal panel. Bob Shulk is here and Keisha Hebben. They're both defense attorneys and former prosecutors. And guys, of course, the investigation into the deputy's response is still ongoing. Of course, lawyers are also sizing up this case. And so I want to know if it's possible that those officers could face criminal charges or civil charges, Keisha.
I think the likelihood of criminal charges sticking would be very slim. But as far as civil charges and lawsuits, they absolutely were negligent in this case because they have a duty to serve and protect, and they failed to protect the individuals in that school. So I see tons of lawsuits from the victims' family members.
I agree. I think criminally it's going to be a stretch to try to get them for some sort of negligent homicide. They weren't the actors. They weren't the principals. We don't know what witnesses are saying they did versus what they didn't do. Are there any body cameras, et cetera? But as Keisha pointed out, civilly, the negligence that they exerted, which the Sheriff's Department is acknowledging, we were negligent. They did not go inside, exposes them civilly to lawsuits for sure. The question is going to be whether or not the families see that being a just end to all of this going after the Sheriff's Department. We don't know.
Yeah, so the deputy could face charges, and you're saying also possibly the sheriff's department too. What about the school district?
Okay, let me stop you here because this is playing exactly as I said it would or I thought it would. And this is where I put that qualifier in. That's because I want to be accurate. Okay. If those deputies all knew something was going to happen, like I suspect, like other people in Broward County that I've talked to suspect something was going to happen. Their behavior pattern tells me something they knew was going to happen was happening. And now, if they had foreknowledge, that is murder. Absolutely.
I think, again, the school district as well, as right. Because you're questioning whether or not did the school district do everything they could to prevent right. this from happening? What security measures were in place that potentially weren't followed? How did this individual, Mr. Cruz, get access to a building?
I don't think the school is going to be found so much to be a problem because they did. They were exceeding the school district. Now, I'd tell you point blank if they were. But my understanding is the school district was exceeding any requirements for school safety. The actors to protect weren't there. And they had foreknowledge. I'll tell you that. I believe that. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Yeah, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. Now, coming up next, we're going to be talking about the Oakland mayor warns illegal aliens of potential ICE raids. California nurses warn Supreme Court decision could starve unions. Oh, by the way, that's another big old thing going on out there. And, of course, you got this drunk guy riding his horse down the freeway in California. Oh my goodness, all in California. Half of drought as Midwest forecast extremes flooding. I wonder what that's all about. That, of course, that's our very own Chris Street who's written that article. Could it be about geoengineering? I don't know. Just a few things. And, of course, you've got the gubernatorial race that's coming up in California. All those things. We're going to be talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio. We want to make sure that you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and that you also understand that we are here to serve at Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, our website, again, for newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Over the weekend, we took in five new counties and also gained an application for another one. Ventura County is on board for New California. Ventura County, I say again, is on board. That makes now 35 counties and counting. We'll be at 44 within weeks. 44 counties, organized committees going on in those counties. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism.